Millions of New Yorkers are on some kind of government aid. 1.8 million get food stamps, 3 million get Medicaid. A lot of these people work or wish they had a job, like Crystal Sampson.
Right now, I'm unemployed at the moment and looking for work. For the past a little over 2 years, it's been kind of rough because of the economy. And I have two girls, single parent.
On a dreary, wet morning, I meet Sampson at a Starbucks in Tribeca. She has a second round interview scheduled just around the corner with a bank branch. Sampson wears a navy blue suit and carries a briefcase.
I have my resume, my cover letter, even a thank you letter just in case I get the job.
Sampson learned about this opening not from a friend or in a newspaper or on Monster.com. No, the notification came in a short text message from the city of New York. For those who've signed up, and that now includes yours truly, these messages come once or twice a day. Here's one. It says, "Open house. Recruiting for call center reps. Must have at least 1 year experience in customer service. If interested, text for more info." Here's another. "Recruiting for a large retailer in Red Hook, Brooklyn for PT warehouse sales." Again, text yes to learn more.
For an employer, they're looking to hire someone soon, and they'd like some more immediate candidates to come in right away.
Katie Gall is Deputy Commissioner for Employment in the city's Human Resources Administration. She says the texts should read like a call to action for the people receiving them.
Meeting the client right where they are, getting your information right in your pocket, and in a way that's the way I communicate with my friends, the way I communicate with my family.
Gall says it's a clear improvement over doing things via snail mail.
One of the old ways that we used to do it is actually by sending letters to let people know when maybe there was a job fair or a recruitment event. So we'd send them a letter about 14 days out saying, please come to this event.
With text messages, you can offer a lot more job openings. So far, the Barclays Center, Applebee's, the Soho Grand Hotel, and Citarella are some of the participating employers.
So we did have a home health care agency that was really shocked and surprised we were able to send 30 people the next day when they had asked for home health aides.
But now comes the question mark in this story.
They were able to screen them. I'm not sure exactly how many people got jobs from that, but the most important thing was that they were able to do it right away, and they were totally impressed that we were able to turn that around.
This text-to-work program is so new, there are no numbers yet on how many people have actually found a job. And because many of the jobs are short-term or part-time, they may only do so much to improve people's economic well-being. I called Crystal Sampson the other day to see whether she'd gotten that job at the bank.
Actually, unfortunately, I did not hear from the bank as yet with the decision if they want to hire me or not, but I did get another callback from another employer.
Sampson now works at the New York City Department of Sanitation. The text messages are great, she says, but it's not how she found the job. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.